Stravinsky's ballet Rite of Spring famously caused a riot in Paris in 1913. Breaking established traditions of both harmony, rhythm and dance styles, it was groundbreaking. Today, I'm going to tell you about an earlier ballet that was also revolutionary for its time, Don Juan by Gluck. Performed in 1761, this so-called ballet pantomime was novel in that it had a dramatic story and a real character development and emotions. Before that, ballet had very much been a series of dance numbers that were vehicles for virtuosic display, but very little in the way of story or emotional content. Like Rite of Spring, those involved in this ballet were a dream team of creative directors, set designers, choreographers, and Gluck. This was a time of great change in the arts, Gluck being not only part of ballet reform, but being at the centre of opera reform too. Choosing the story of Don Juan meant that there was plenty of drama to depict, none more so than the scene when the amoral libertine Don Juan is dragged down to hell. It was for this scene that Gluck composed what was to become one of his most famous pieces, probably best known as Dance of the Furies. This thrilling, racing piece of music has descending and ascending string lines, punctuated by discordant chords, and it was completely novel for the time. The ballet caused a sensation in Vienna, and Gluck's music, especially dramatic ending, was highly praised and was imitated by other composers. Gluck even lifted the dance of the descent to hell and put it into his French version of his opera Orfeo and Eurydice as Dance of the Furies. When Mozart was dragging his Don Giovanni into hell, he was clearly influenced by Gluck's ideas. There's another piece of music that's famous from this Don Juan ballet, the Fandango. While you listen to it, you may recognize it from another context. I'll let you ponder this and will give you the answer after the music. Gluck's Fandango is followed here by an elegant gavotte from Don Juan, and it's performed by Jordi Savall and Le Concert des Nations.
Thank you.
was the Fandango and Gavotte from Gluck's ballet Don Juan, performed by Jordi Savall and Le Concert des Nations. If you recognize the Fandango, it may be that you've heard it in Mozart's Marriage of Figaro.